Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at The Juice.
Okay.
You know, that educational app that a lot of kids seem to be using these days.
Right.
We're going to be breaking down a few of the stories they've been reading just so you can kind of stay informed and maybe even find some good conversation starters.
Yeah. It's really interesting how this app exposes young minds to such a variety of subjects, you know, from current events to history and culture.
Right.
It really highlights the need to cultivate curiosity in kids.
Yeah, because who knows what's going to spark their interest.
Exactly.
Let's start with something that's been making headlines lately.
Oh, okay.
These mysterious drone sightings.
Right.
The Juice covered how some people are even saying they're car-sized.
Wow.
And speculating about aliens.
It's understandable how these kinds of stories can capture the imagination.
Yeah.
Especially for younger minds.
Right.
The fact that there are so many drones out there,
right.
The U.S. alone has over 1 million registered, might get lost in all the excitement.
Yeah.
This might be a good time to chat with kids about how to evaluate information.
Yeah.
And the difference between speculation and evidence.
It's that old saying, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, for a story that's a little less out there,
okay.
James Patterson, the best-selling author, is giving out $500 bonuses to hundreds of independent booksellers.
Wow. That's...
He's been doing this for almost a decade.
Really?
Which is pretty remarkable.
That is pretty remarkable. It's a generous gesture.
Yeah.
But it also points to a larger conversation about the challenges faced by local bookstores.
Right.
Especially with the rise of online retailers, Patterson's actions could lead to a discussion about the importance of supporting local businesses.
Yeah.
And their role in the community.
Exactly. It's not just about buying books.
Right.
It's about supporting those cultural spaces that bookstores provide.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's shift gears to something completely different.
Okay.
Movies. The Juice had a piece about the Library of Congress adding 25 new films to its national film registry.
Cool.
It's a pretty eclectic mix.
Yeah.
From classics like Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Classic.
To Beverly Hills Cop and even Spy Kids.
This is a great example of how film can reflect our values and cultural moments.
Yeah.
It could be a fun way to introduce kids to different genres and eras of filmmaking. You could even make it a family movie night and talk about how storytelling has evolved over time.
And how special effects have changed or haven't.
Right, exactly.
Now, for a story that's a little closer to home,
there
was a piece about conservationists in Hawaii trying to bring back the ala, or Hawaiian crow, to the wild.
Wow.
This bird went extinct in the wild over 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Which is a pretty stark reminder of how fragile ecosystems can be.
And it's not just an ecological loss.
Right.
In Hawaiian culture, the ala is considered sacred, representing a familial god and guide for souls to the afterlife.
Wow.
Its disappearance is a loss on multiple levels.
Yeah.
Highlighting the interconnectedness of nature and culture.
Mm-hmm.
This could open up a discussion about the importance of biodiversity and the ethical considerations involved in conservation efforts.
Absolutely. Sometimes it takes losing something to realize its true value.
Yeah.
Sadly, our last story from The Juice takes a somber turn.
Oh, okay.
There was a school shooting in Wisconsin yesterday.
Oh, no.
A 15-year-old girl opened fire.
Oh, wow.
Killing a student and a teacher.
This event unfortunately highlights a growing concern in our society.
Yeah.
The fact that the alleged perpetrator was a young woman is particularly striking.
Right.
As it challenges common perceptions about mass shootings.
Right.
It's crucial to create a space where young people can openly discuss these issues and process their emotions.
It's a difficult but necessary conversation.
Absolutely.
We need to equip kids with the tools to cope with these realities.
Yeah.
And understand the complexities of such events.
Indeed, perhaps focusing on fostering critical thinking skills could help young people navigate these difficult topics.
Yeah.
It's definitely a conversation that needs to happen. Speaking of difficult conversations, The Juice also featured a quote from Steven Spielberg today.
Oh, really?
Which could be a good starting point for talking to kids about media literacy. He said, "There is a fine line between censorship and good taste and moral responsibility.
Huh. It's a loaded statement that gets at the heart of how we consume and create content.
Right.
Especially given how much media young people are exposed to these days.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we draw the line when it comes to freedom of expression?
And it's especially interesting coming from Spielberg, considering his career is full of films that push boundaries, often dealing with mature themes.
Right.
Even someone who champions creative freedom recognizes the need to think about the impact of art, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder if we can use his films as examples when talking to kids about this. Like, how do you think they would respond to the intensity of Schindler's List versus The Adventure of Jurassic Park?
Totally.
Both amazing films, but very different experiences.
That's a great point. It might help them understand that context and audience are important considerations when making and experiencing art.
Yeah.
Maybe this quill could also be a way to talk about media literacy and thinking critically about what they see and hear, not just taking things at face value.
Okay.
We've explored a range of stories today, highlighting the challenges and opportunities facing young people in today's world.
Right.
Hopefully this gives you some food for thought and perhaps some ideas for starting conversations with the kids in your life.
Remember, it's not just about keeping them informed. It's about empowering them to be active, engaged, and informed citizens. Until next time, keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.